SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nairi Pakai, and today we're speaking with Amy Flannery. She's been in the arts industry for a number of years now in a variety of creative pursuits, from dance, sound design, music, and even an interactive children's book at the Sydney Opera House. Amy, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
First off, I just want you to introduce yourself. What's your name? Who's your mob? What do you do?
My name's Amy. I am from Wiradjuri country in the central west of New South Wales. I grew up out that way before heading to the central coast to study at Naysda Dance College, where I studied music, dance and all things art. And since then, I've been doing lots of different art projects on Gadigal Wangal land. Yeah, that sums me up.
Can you share with us some of the creative works that you've done over the years?
I've been a part of a lot of different creative works, and I think all of them are very special and hold like a place in my heart. So it's hard to talk about just a few, but I'll talk about maybe some of the bigger ones. Recently, I was the 2022 David Page Fellow for Music at Bengara Dance Theatre. And through this program, I was able to be a part of the creative process on a creation of a work at Bengara. I was able to watch the composer Steve Francis work his magic and see how he works with the company when he creates, and follow that whole process from the conception into the theatre. And then the second part of the fellowship was to then create my own work as a part of Dance Clan, which is a program run at Bengara where some of the dancers, current or ex-Bengara dancers, they create a work and they're given composers and set designers, costume designers, the whole work, and they are shown at the Bengara theatres down on the wharf. And I was really lucky to work with Sonny Townsend as the choreographer for his work Kulka. So Kulka premiered in 2023, and it was then chosen to be a part of the main stage production for Bengara Horizon, which was a double bill.
That sounds like a huge accomplishment, being able to not only do the fellowship but also be included in the double bill, the main stage, and having people see your contribution or hear it as a composer.
Yeah, it was really great to see, you know, Dance Clan, it does have a big reach, but main stage, it tours around to major cities, so there's a even bigger reach, which is nice for a, you know, small little composer like me.
When it comes to composing, what goes into your creative process for sound design?
I think the creative process for me looks different for every project. And because I only really do sound design or composition for dance or theatre, I always have this collaboration with the lead artist, whether it's a choreographer or a director. And I feel like we work really closely in collaboration. There's a lot of back and forth. Generally, the story or the concept has come from them. And so while I can interpret it my own way, the story is not always my own. And so there's lots of, you know, meeting with appropriate people, research of my own. Yeah, lots and lots of back and forth so we can find the perfect sound to complement the dance or the work and to get the story right so that it reaches the audience how we want it to.
So you're currently working on an exciting new dance work with Emma Harrison in High Octane. How's that process? What are you doing? What is High Octane?
Yeah, High Octane's been fun. It's probably everything you imagine when you think high octane, high power, guns blazing, reach that goal, whatever it takes kind of vibe. The process has been quite quick. We've had a very quick turnaround, but I feel like sometimes that's where the magic's made. We're currently in Tech Week, so we are at the pointy end. We're almost at opening in a couple of days. The process has been, yeah, quite quick and rapid, but Emma, the lead choreographer, really knows what she wants and the vision, and it's been really easy to work with her and to get to this point where we're happy and we feel like it's going to read how we want it to.
So you talk about the vision here. With High Octane, it says that it explores success and capitalism and class and all these different types of themes. What are audiences getting themselves into when they watch this?
It explores a lot for a dance work, doesn't it? You can expect to see a lot of very high energy and high performance from the dancers. It's a very visual work in the sense that the image is very clear, and they have almost like the outfits of what the race car drivers wear, and the work explores really like achieving this goal, but at what cost? So it is very high energy, high octane, and then we see what is the result of that, what are the outcomes, what is the consequence of all this facing this driving, this restless, relentless climb to power.
What's the process like working with a crew of different people, with choreographers, the performers, the cast, the crew? What is that like being around so many creatives?
We have a really awesome team on High Octane. A lot of us have worked together before, you know, being the arts industry, it's not super huge. But I would love to give a shout out to these performers. Emma Harrison, the lead artist, Frances Alina and Emma Riches, the wonderful dancers. We've got Ben Brockman on lighting and Eliza Cooper on costumes. And then the production team, they are awesome as well.
If anyone is seeking more information or looking for tickets or looking for future projects, where can we find you and where can we find information about High Octane?
So for more information about High Octane, go to the Campbelltown Arts Centre website. There's not too many tickets left, so get in quick. And if you want to find me, you can find me on my Instagram. It's my full name, but spelled backwards.
Thanks for sharing with us today, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Amy Flannery and High Octane. It's premiering at Campbelltown Arts Centre from the 27th to the 29th of March in Sydney. You've been listening to NITV Radio.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.